Today, the Federal Reserve will almost certainly reduce its key interest rate, and they're really going about it with not as much information as they would normally have.
That is correct. Unfortunately, we are a couple of months behind in data. The government is going to release October and November employment data for on December 19th, December 16th. But the Fed won't know that until after they make their decision, and we will never have the unemployment rate for October because that's based on a survey of households that didn't occur, and so you can't go back and recreate that data. So, and then we still have gotten GDP, which we'll get later, a few days later, for the third quarter. So we still have a backlog of data, which means that there's a lot of fog on an already curvy road.
Does this mean that, as you mentioned, some of this data we won't get at all? So when this happens this late in the year and companies and other organizations are trying to make their plans for the next year, they're doing it with sort of a hole in the information for the year that is just passing.
That is correct. That is correct. And that uncertainty tends to breed, you know, like people saying, I just don't know what to do, and so maybe I'm just going to spend a little less, make fewer investments, hire fewer people. And you're actually seeing that in some of the survey data. For example, yesterday, the National Federation of Independent Business indicated that their hiring plans and their capital spending plans are weaker than they were the previous month. So we're seeing that, and you know, again, as we get the hard data, we'll see if that sentiment actually turns into reality.
Well, you use the term uncertainty, and uncertainty is one of the dirtiest words for most businesses, isn't it?
That is correct. In some respects, it can also be an opportunity if you can set your sales in the right direction. But in general, businesses and households shun uncertainty. When households are worried about their jobs, they're going to go out to restaurants less. They're going to spend less. When businesses are worried about the outlook or don't really know what the outlook looks like, they're going to hire less and invest less.
Did it make any difference? Perhaps make it worse that this government shutdown and the lack of this data comes so late in the year?
That's a good question because, I think everybody is doing planning for next year, and so it potentially has that impact, especially if you're doing that planning. The question is, will people say, well, I don't know, so let's revisit this as soon as we do get the data, but I'll say, you know, there's some data that was supposed to be published in early December that's being pushed out for two months about regional economic activity that we depend upon, and so we're kind of ending up doing this our processes twice, and so it does lower productivity because people might say, well, normally we'd have this meeting to do our year ahead planning, and now we're going to have to, we're going to do some, but now we're going to have it twice. So probably it is a worse time because of that.
Well, this was the longest shutdown we've had. We've had others, and the chances are that we will have government shutdowns at least at some point in the future again. Anything that can be done when this happens to mediate a little bit the lack of data that comes out during those periods?
Well, interestingly, during the previous longest shutdown, the one in 2019, the government actually kept the Bureau of Labor Statistics open, and so they continued to have that, so the economic data continued to be released, and so we didn't lose that clarity. There was some data that from the Bureau of Economic Analysis was delayed and census, but at least the employment report, which because of its timeliness and breadth, I think is the also the inflation report, because that's also from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So in that case, they were kept open, and the data kept, or much of the data kept flowing. And so if you ask me, I would say keep those statistical agencies open. You know, they are, what we're seeing is they're really important, and so keep them open as you do, you know, other areas.
And Gerald, it seems to me that, you know, we've become a much more information and data-driven society in every area, so this makes it even more critical now than perhaps it would have been some years ago.
Yes, I think that is generally true, although for, you know, I mean, the U.S. statistical agencies were kind of founded, you know, during the Great Depression, because there was an understanding of how important it was to policymakers. So we've, you know, businesses, government, economists, policymakers have been relying on this data for a very long time. Yes, but, you know, now everybody, you know, more and more people, I think, rely on this data. But I wouldn't discount its importance, its historical importance.
And do you think that we will see a cut today by the Federal Reserve?
I do. I think the key question for me is the way they talk about, I mean, you know, if they don't, that would be a surprise for myself and for many people. But the key question, I think, is how they talk about the future. And, you know, we're going to get their survey of economic projections, which indicates their outlook for the economy and their outlook for future policy, and what's known as the dot plot, where you can see individuals' policy choices. And so the question will be, markets expect roughly two rate cuts over the next year after this one. And so we'll see if what the Fed says about this and what Chair Powell talks about it.
Well, Gerald, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning and give us your insight, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Same here. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and everybody stay warm.